Lekuta Sicha is Chelik Yutes Parsha Ve'yelech Sicha Beis. In Pasuk Vayikra Moshe LeYeshua Vayemer Elov, on the Pasuk that says that Moshe called to Yeshua and he said to him, Chazak Ve'amotz, be strong and be firm, Ki Ata Tovi Esa'omazeh La'oretz HaShanish Ba'Hashem, because you will come with this nation to the land which Hashem has given you, meaning Eretz Yisrael. You will be bringing them over to Eretz Yisrael, going with them over into Eretz Yisrael, and you will distribute it to them. You will cause them to inherit it. You will divide it up as an inheritance to each tribe. Shtelzach Rashi. So Rashi says, quotes the words from the Pasuk, Ki ata tova yesa'om hazeh, and he's mefarish. And he explains as follows. He quotes from the Targum Onkelos, Arei ateil im ama hodeim, because you will go out into Eretz Yisrael together with this nation. And then he explains, Moshe amar li Yeshua, Moshe said to Yeshua, Zekeinim shebetor yiyu imach, the elders of the generation will be together with you. Everything should be done according to their opinion and their advice, their counsel. But Hashem said differently. He said to Yeshua, Ki ata tovi es b'nei Yisrael, you will bring the Jewish people to the land that I swore to them. Tovi, when it says tovi, you will bring them, that means al karcham, you will bring them against their will, even if they don't want to go, you will be the boss. As he continues, the Rashi continues on, which we will cover a little bit later. So the question is, Vasud Oshverim Pasuk, what's difficult about this Pasuk, Vasilibda Muzrashi Arab bring in the Loshim from Targum, that Rashi has to quote the Targum in order to explain what the Pasuk means, und ganze Arichus von seinem Pirush, and then go on to, at great length, to explain what Hashem said and what Moshe said and what Hashem said. What is the difficulty that Rashi is dealing with that he needs to give all this explanation? Zog Mefarshim, so the Mefarshim explain, as Rashi kumt faremfren the stira from the tzvei psukim. Rashi is coming to reconcile a contradictory expression from two psukim. Ubaloshna Gemara, or as the Gemara puts it, Siv at kiata tovoi, and in Bom Pasuk it says you will come with Uksiv, and then there's another Pasuk about 15 psukim later, ki ata tovi, you will bring them, not you will come with them, but you will bring them. So that's why is it two different expressions? Und sein Emphasis, Rashi explains, gives the answer to this contradictory expression in the Pasuk. And he gives the same answer as the Gemara, as da tavai, in the beginning where it says you will come with them. That's what Moshe gezakt to Yeshua. That's talking about what Moshe said to Yeshua. That's kenev shebetar yiyu imcha, that the elders will be along with you and they will give you counsel and so on. You'll work together with them. On dort verdet zelt, then the other pasuk tavi, where it says Tavi, Vetetzel was the Eibishter gezakt to Yeshua. Over there it's talking about what Hashem said to Yeshua, Tavi al Karcham, you will bring them against their will, meaning to say that you're not going to be seeking counsel from the elders, you will be telling them what to do. The Pashtis is Abishvetzelen Azoyin Rashi. But to say that this is what Rashi means, that is certainly what the Gemara answers, but to say that this is what Rashi is trying to say is difficult. Why? Because number one, Demel told Rashi gedaft on Heben Zayn Pirush. First, Rashi would have to introduce his explanation by giving us the question, by pointing out the contradiction, which only shows up later. And he would have to say, here it says Tavoy, there it says Tavi, and then go on with his answer. Al Darabia Shreibt in Ander Et is similar to what he says in many other places, where he presents the question and then gives the answer. Number two, Rashi had gedacht bringen in dem Dibra Maschel nor dem Wort Tavoy, oder Tavoy Esa'om. He should have quoted from the Pasuk only the word Tavoy, because that's the only difficulty in the Pasuk, that over here it says Tavoy, over there it says Tavi. Or at most, Tavoy Esa'om, you will come with the people. Favos is ematic, the Aleph Verter, ki ata Tavoy Esa'om Azeh. Why does he continue and say, ki ata, first of all, ki ata, and then ha'amazeh. So he gives the entire pasuk as if he's trying to explain the entire pasuk, when it seems, according to this answer, that he's only trying to explain the word tavai. Number three, v'ikir, and this is the main question. Eider meleren demvaita the pasuk yata tavi, before we even come across that later pasuk where it says tavi, is the garnishver. There's no question, there's no difficulty. So Rashi should have given this explanation, not in our pasuk, nor if in pasuk yata tavi, only later when you get to the pasuk yata tavi, where the question arises. When the contradiction comes up, that's where you should have explained it. Why does he explain it here before the question even comes up? Beis, the beer in them. So the explanation here is mit matig zayin in dem dibra maschel euch dem vort ki ata tovay. By quoting from the pasuk also the words because you will come, is Rashi madgish as the verte ata tovay as amazes and in an ansinas tam. Rashi is pointing out that the words ki ata, because you will come with the people to Eretz Yisrael, is the reason why the pasuk gives why he should be strong. Chazak, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, be strong and firm because you will be coming with them to Eretz Yisrael. That's the word ki links the two ideas, be strong because you will come with them. Vert muksha. So according to this, this becomes difficult. Midvas is ata tavayas ha'amazeh. How is you will come with these people as Yeshua v'tarayin in Yisrael tzamim mit aliyin, that Yeshua will enter Eretz Yisrael together with all the Jewish people? How is that an asinas tam if chazak ve'emotz? How is that in any way a reason why Yeshua has to be strong and firm because he's going to be coming to Eretz Yisrael together with everybody? Why is that a reason? Perhaps one could, push an answer this way. It would be a difficult answer, but perhaps as das kumt behemshuch tzufriya, that this comes in continuation to what was said earlier. When Moshe Rabbeinu is mechazik aliyin, where Moshe Rabbeinu was giving encouragement and strength to all the Jewish people, and he said as a rein the Yisrael zin shreken von algoyim eila, that when they go into Yisrael they shouldn't be afraid of all these nations, because chizku va'amtzu al tiro, be strong and firm, do not be afraid, al tatzu mipneim, do not dread them. Is azoy oich bam onzong Yeshua. So in a similar way as he said to the Jewish people as a whole, he's saying also to Yeshua, that he will also be going to Eretz Yisrael together with all the Jews. Is Moshe Mechazik? So Moshe was saying similar words to him, that he has nothing to be afraid of, and so on. So he was using similar terminology that he used to the Jewish people in general. But to explain it this way is very difficult. Because from pasuk is mashma, das is a special chizuk was shaykh blois to Yeshua alone. Because by Moshe, when Moshe speaks to Yeshua, it seems like this is being addressed to him personally, and more specifically to him, and that this is a message to him directly. So, but if he's just saying to him the same words that he said to all the Jewish people, so he already said it to him, when he said it to all the Jewish people, why does he have to repeat it? He seems to be speaking specifically to Yeshua, so therefore it seems that there's something more that he's saying to him, be strong and firm, and that the reason is because you will come with the people. So the question is, what is it? Und mit zad der kashe, vol geken zayn a haba min al kopane bedoichik zu lernen, as the tash ki sabay da is tavi. So therefore, because this question, which is, why is tavay es ha'amazeh, a reason for him to be strong and firm. So therefore we may have thought that perhaps the word tavay over here doesn't mean you will be coming with the Jewish people, but it means the same as tavi, meaning to say you will be bringing the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you will be leading them into Eretz Yisrael. Duves say, arayim bringing in Eretz Yisrael, und afar dafer hab machizuk, and that's the reason that he needs to be strong, because as the leader, bringing the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael with all its the difficulties that would be encountered when they do that. So therefore, he was telling him that he should be strong. In other words, we have to reinterpret the word tavai as tavi. Instead of come with, it will be reinterpreted as you will bring. And the reason that he needed to be strengthened is, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu earlier, you should strengthen Yeshua because he is the one that will be distributing, he will be assisting or bringing the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, and he will be causing them to inherit it, and therefore he needs strength for that. So in order for Rashi wants to make sure that we understand that that is not the meaning of tavai, that you will be bringing, is Rashi matik. So therefore he quotes the Loshim from Targum, he quotes what the Targum Onkelos says as the Pirush HaPashut from Atatavai Zamazeh, that the simple meaning of the words Atatavai meant are Ateil im Amahadein, that you will be coming with this nation. You will be coming into Eretz Yisrael with the Yidden. Rashi is trying to emphasize that we are not going to take the word Tavai out of its literal simple meaning and to reinterpret it as you will bring. We're sticking with the simple meaning of it, which is you will be coming with them. So we're back to the question. Vos is the tam in Atatavia Samazel, what's the reason you will come with the people of Chazak Vamatz? How is that a reason why he needs to be strong? Is Rashi Mamshich? So therefore Rashi continues to answer that question. Moshe Amali Yeshua Zaken Yeshubadar Yu Imach. That Moshe said to Yeshua, the elders will be with you. From them was state Atatavia Samazel. And he learns it from the words, you will come with this nation. Der Am, was is Gishtana Far Moshe. This people, the word hazeh, this one, means the people that are here. This is the group, the one standing before them. At the head of the nation, of course, was the heads of the tribes and the elders. Is the zikr as these kenim yu imach? So certainly, all of these people will be coming with you, and the elders will be with you. Therefore, you have nothing to be afraid of from from this great task which you are now going to be given to bequeath Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. Because the elders will be with you, therefore, be confident that you'll be able to do it. Thus haste. In other words, the sibah favas Yeshua dafam chizuk is vile. The reason why. Why does Yeshua need to be strengthened? Why does he need this encouragement? Because va'atet hanchilena oisam, you are going to be bequeathing as Israel to them. Unatatavi es amazeh is a tale for the mchizuk, and then the following with the words, the words of introducing that because you will be coming with these people, which means including the elders as well. That's how you should be strengthened. That's the reason. That's the encouragement that he's giving. The reason why he needs encouragement is because you will be bequeathing it to them. You're going to be the one that has to do it. But the reason you should be feel confident is because they're going to be with you and they will help you, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. But we have to understand what Rashi says after that. The elders will be with you. So that explains why he should be encouraged. But what does he say after that? Everything is according to their opinion and their counsel. From the fact that Rashi doesn't feel that it's enough to simply say that the elders of the generation will be with you. And then he continues on to add, everything that you do should be according to their opinion and according to their counsel. Is move on. We understand from this as the Skenim Nishnor Velzeim Helfen that the elders not only will they be assisting him, nor Alzvet Geton Vern Leit Zeir Deye Unetza, but that everything has to be done according to their opinion and their counsel. Thus haste, Nishnor Vet Yeshua Nisham De Einzige Deye, not only will Yeshua not be the only opinion to be considered, nor Adarabba, but to the, in other words, that he has to also consider the other elders and what their opinion is. But here it seems the opposite. Adarabba, the zekenim will have the ganze deyet, that they have the full authority to say what should be done. And Yeshua doesn't seem to have a voice here at all. He has to do everything according to the opinion of the elders. Is tamua. So this leaves the question, number one, from Vananem dos Rashi, im Shudashul Mikra. Where does Rashi know this, that Yeshua was told that he has to do everything according to the opinion of the elders, and that he doesn't have a say at all? Number two, Nochmer, even more so in Gemara, is the Lashon of Atavas Kenesh Shabbatarimon. The Gemara says the expression, uses the term, you together with the elders of the generation, together. Thus says Yeshua Midis Kenim. In other words, the Gemara is saying that Yeshua together with the elders, when Rashi is Mishana, Rashi changes this as Nish Zevel Zangleich, but that not that they're equal, his opinion together with the opinion of the elders, nor HaKoy Lefi Daitam. Rashi says that it's all up to them, they have the full authority. So that, where does he take it? Again, he goes away from what the Gemara says. Gimel, the third thing. Vikem azong as Moshe had gegeben this kenim the ganze deyet. How can we say that Moshe handed over the authority completely to the elders? Bishas Moshe alenad gebeten by Mevishn. When Moshe himself asked Hashem, back in Parsha Pinchas, Yifked Hashem Ishalaid, Hashem should appoint a person, a leader over the people. And that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the one that appointed, or he laid his approval on Yeshua. And as Rashi says there, that Moshe did it with generosity. He did it even more than Hashem told him to do. Hashem said, you shall support your hand upon him, lay your hand upon him, and Moshe Rabbeinu put both of his hands upon him. In other words, he gave him even more support in this role than Hashem even told him to do. And he appointed him as manik for the Yidden, as the leader of the Jewish people. And in dem pasuk gufa steht va'atatan chilenu oisam. And even in this pasuk over here in Parsha Ve'elech, the pasuk we're dealing with, it says, you, meaning Yeshua, are the one that will be doing the bequeathing of Eretz Yisrael to all the people, as Yeshua vet manchel zayin Eretz Yisrael to the Eden, that it'll be Yeshua that's going to be doing it. Hein vitaych Rashi b'divrei Moshe. Then where does Rashi find in the words of Moshe hakol lefi daita v'atzosam, that everything should be done based on the authority of the elders, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that appointed him as the leader? And in this pasuk he says, you are the one that's going to be giving Eretz Yisrael to the Eden. So where does Rashi see that Moshe Rabbeinu handed over authority only to the elders and not to Yeshua? Dalit, Vaitezot Rashi. Then Rashi continues. Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua. But Hashem said to Yeshua, Ki ata tovies b'nei Yisrael el oretz asher nishbaita lehem. Hashem said to him, you will bring the Jewish people to the land that I swore to them. Tovi al korcham. Tavi means you will bring them even if it's against their will. Hakoil toli bach. Everything is dependent on you. Tul makil, take a stick, the hacha kolkodim, and you can hit him over the head if you need to. Euphemistically speaking. Dabar echad ladoir, because there is only one authority in a generation. Veloy shnei dabarim ladoir, there are no two authorities in the generation. There's only one person that speaks with authority, not two people that speak with authority. That's the conclusion of Rashi. Is Nishmuvan. So this also needs to be understood. Number one, Vigeret Frier, as we mentioned before, is Rashi Mefarish Nordos Vasishver in Pasuk Alasar. Since Rashi only addresses, as a rule, Rashi only addresses the things which are difficult right here in the Pasuk. So Vasishver Doim Pasuk, what is the difficulty in this Pasuk? Was Libdemus Rashi Arabringen, that Rashi has to now tell us the continuation. That Hashem said differently than Moshe, and so on, the Pirush in Vaitadikim Pasuk Yata Tavi, which comes more to address what the later Pasuk, where it says Ata Tavi. So why does Rashi say all this here? Number two, from Arichas Loshon Rashi, from this long, elaborate explanation of Rashi. Tavi al karcham, you will bring them against their will. Tul makil akol tolabach, everything is dependent on you. Take a stick and hit them over the head. Is klar, it becomes clear as nishnor hada ebishter shoyl given an hagav and akol vidaitem vatzasam, that not only did Hashem reject Yeshua's that he should behave in a way that everything is their decision, that they have all the authority. Not only did he reject that, in other words, to say that it's one level could be that Hashem says it's not totally up to them. In other words, you can share the authority. No, that's not what he's saying here at all. And that not only should they not be equal to Yeshua, or at least as a council, a board of advisors, not that either. Nor nochmer, Hashem is saying even more. The elders have no authority at all. Yeshua doesn't have to consider their opinion at all. He doesn't even have to consult with them. As is brought out from the words, take a stick and hit him over the head. In other words, you force them to do what you think is right. So on the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu said that everything is according to their opinion. The Eibusha said exactly the opposite. Not only is it not up to them, not only should you not consult with them, you should dictate to them what they have to do. So he's nishmuvan. So this also needs to be understood. Emes takaza yezvi dabar echad l'devle shnei dabarim l'doir. Even though it's true that there's only one authority per generation and not two authorities, is Yeshua der einzig dabar umanik faniden. So therefore Yeshua is the only authority and he's the only leader. Aber von wannen is der hechach as es kenen sollen ihm nicht helfen? But where do you see, how does Rashi know that the elders shouldn't even be assisting, even helping, giving advice? By Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa Zayin Doch Given De Shivim Skenim Vosvinosu Itcha B'masa Om B'lois Tisata Levadecha. By Moshe himself, he had 70 elders who, as the Pasuk says, they shall carry the load of the needs of the people, and so that you don't have to carry the whole load yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to carry the load himself. From this we see that this kind of leadership, where the elders are helping, assisting to carry the load of the people, of the needs of the people, is not in any way a contradiction to the rule that dabar echad l'dor v'leishnei dabarim l'dor, that there can only be one authority and not two authorities. Because in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was the authority and the elders assisted. So in other words, not a contradiction. And how does Rashi know that by Yeshua, because of the fact that there can only be one authority, therefore the elders should be have no role at all? Number three, another question. Was gitzu the siyum pirush Rashi dabar echad l'dor v'neish loish nei dabarim l'dor in pirush hakasuv? This rule that Rashi lays down, that there can only be one authority to a generation and not two, how does that in any way add to understanding the pasuk ki ata tavoyu tavi? What does it add to the explanation? Number four, Vos is the Loshen v'loy shnei dabarim l'dor. Why does he say, and not two authorities to a generation? V'bal Rashi kum tshoil zayn diskenim. What is Rashi trying to do here? He's trying to say that it's only Yeshua, he's the only authority, not the elders. So number one, Hote gedav zogen v'loy harbe v'kiyetze v'dabarim l'dor. So it's not two, there was more than two elders. So he should have said one authority and not more than one authority. Number two, uleidach, to the contrary. Via zoi veis mentakas v'lo shnei dabarim l'dor. How is it that we know that there can't be two authorities to a generation? Ev shedafke v'lo shivim ve'echad. maybe what this pasuk only brings out is there could only be one authority, but not 71 authorities, like there were 70 elders. Abishnayim ken yesim, but maybe two there could be. If there were only one other elder, and can he not share the authority with Yeshua? How do we know that not? Befratas megefint, especially that we do find in fact v'hu Moshe v'Aaron, Aaron and Moshe. Those were the Aaron and Moshe. Hashem Hashem lahem etzius ben Yisrael etzim tzrayim bel tzivaisam. That's the same Aaron and Moshe which the pasuk talks about their lineage, where they came from, and then it says, and this is the very Aaron and Moshe who Hashem told to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So we see that there was a certain equation between Aaron and Moshe in regards to their leadership. So maybe there is such a thing as two authorities to the generation. Hey, the Bir B'chol Hazeh. So the explanation of this whole matter is the Toyer Ha'om Hazeh is Nisht Hashem Amaylof in Yidden. When Hashem addresses the Yidden, or Moshe addresses the Yidden as Ha'om, the nation, doesn't speak to the greatness of the Jewish people. It's not emphasizing and pointing out the high standard, the high status of the Jewish people. It's an ordinary word, the people, whatever they are. Kumtoi, so it comes out as mit diverter atatobias amazeh, main the pasuk, that when the pasuk says you will come with these people, the pasuk means as Yeshua bezayin zusammen euch mit dem chusim shev Yisrael. It means that Yeshua joins with even the ordinary, the lower level people. He comes together with everyone, whatever the nation is. Le'idach, on the other hand, from dem v'shtei ta'om hazeh, because it says this nation is moving, as the pasuk meant, dem ganzen om, euch upshita, di aim de berash, di diskenim kenal. But since hazeh, as we said before, it's these people that you're standing before them, it's the well-known Jewish community that we know of, which means, of course, also the elders, because obviously the elders will also be there. So in other words, the word Ha'om Hazeh brings together two opposite ideas. It's the ordinary people that Yeshua is going to join, and Hazeh, but the well-known nation, which we know had some very, very high-level people as well, the elders and so on. The Ribbel and Rashi the pasuk will zogen zwei zach. The Rashi says the pasuk is trying to bring out two points with this ha'om hazeh. Number one, from dem was steht ha'om hazeh, the fact that it says hazeh, this one, as der meide be'etz ba'am. This, in other words, hazeh means the one that you can point to. It's the well-known nation. Upashut as this kenim learned men. Upashut as this kenim oich. That it includes also the skenim. Learned men arois at the skenim shibadur yimach. So therefore, since you're coming with them, and we all know who them is, it's this well-known nation which has all these elders. So you're going to be coming together with those elders as well. So that's point one. Number two, from them was the pasuk is madgish ha'om. The fact that the pasuk here addresses them as the nation, learned men as Yeshua vet zain in Einim es ha'om. So from this we learn that Yeshua will be joining together es ha'om, as the pasuk says, together with them, together with the nation. Oich mide b'chusim v'nidin, also with the ordinary, the lower level people. Vi is das meglach. So how is this possible? What does it mean? It's two. On the one hand, he says, you're there as one of the ordinary people, together with the ordinary people, regular people. On the other hand, he's pointing to the nation, which everybody knows has all these elders as well. So how does it go together? Is he with the lower level people, or is he with the elders? Which is it? Is Rashi Masber? That's why Rashi says, Hakoy lefidaitem v'atzosim. Everything that you do is going to be based, of course the elders will be there, but you'll be with the ordinary people in regards to that, and the elders will be the elders. They will give advice, they will give counsel, they will tell you what to do. So the Skenim will have the full authority. But Mele is Yeshua in them, the day of Eitzah, Gleichmet HaSharam, and therefore Yeshua in regards to opinions and authority, he is one of the regular people. It's the elders which have the full authority, and he is one of the elder people. So this answers what Ha'am Hazeh, the two contradictory ideas of Ha'am, meaning the ordinary people, that Yeshua is joining the ordinary people. At the same time, Hazeh is an indication that there are elders present. So the elders are there to give counsel. Yeshua is together with the That's how Rashi knows that the full authority lies with the elders. Vav. Vi stimmt das, was a kelefi deitem vatsosem mit dem, was Moshe tzemich geben Yeshua als manik von Eden. How does this, however, reconcile with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua as the leader? He is the leader. So how, what do you mean he has to take all authority, has to be given only to the elders, and he has no authority? Kama b'parsha Pinchas, as it's related in Parsha Pinchas, as we said before, b'avarantas Rashi b'pirush Hashem. That already Rashi answered over there in Parsha Pinchas. Oifasher yetze lefneim, over there where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem that he should appoint a leader that will come and go before them. He will, in other words, conduct the business of the nation. So in those words, Rashi says, Rashi mefarsh, loy kederach malchi ha'umas sheyeshem b'teyem, not, he won't do what the other kings of other nations do. They sit at home. U'meshalchem es chayilaseyem l'muchama, and they send their armies to the war. They sit back in the safe palace, and they send their armies forward. That's not what Yeshua is going to do. That's not what our leaders do. Das heißt, Moshe Rabbeinu hat gebeten für die Eden am Melech, was soll sein für Milchama. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem, Asheyetze lefneim, what do they need a leader for? They need a leader that will go before them, will lead the charge into the wars that have to be conducted now. So in other words, he was asking for someone to lead the war. Oich hat Moshe schon eingesagt, and Moshe Rabbeinu also said, as Yeshua yanchilene es Yisrael es Yisrael, that Yeshua will be the one that will take care of the division of conquering it and distributing it and so on, the land of Israel, which means the distribution of the land of the territories, which comes in continuation. They had a war, they conquered, now you have to distribute it. So this is all what Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about as a leader in Yeshua. That's his role. Es wird aber leid Pirush Rashi nicht demont, als Moshe soll haben gebeten auf Amanik, was soll auf sich annehmen Masse am. But nowhere there does it say that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for a leader for the Jewish people that should take care of internal business. The Hanhage in Zeir Inelich Inyonim, it doesn't say anywhere that he was looking for a leader that's going to be taking care of domestic issues. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the role of Yeshua as foreign policy. How do we deal with the nations around us? But what about the domestic policy? That he wasn't looking for a leader. That was not Yeshua's role. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see that as Yeshua's role. Vos v'zayim midi inyonim. So then who will be dealing with the domestic policy? Is by Bechomish Lamika Kinkashanish. That isn't a question for the child. The one learning the Chumash here, he doesn't have that problem. Azoivi by Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa Hobn Dishivim Skenim Geholfim Masa Om. Because just like by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who took care of domestic policy? The Shivim Skenim, they dealt with the domestic policy. Had Moshe gerechen das Ebel und das Weite ton allein. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also said, they've been doing it till now, they did a fine job, let them continue to do that. Yeshua doesn't have to deal with domestic policy. Mashein kin amelech tzufir na mochama kenor zayn einer, ken zayn or einer. But as a king, the one that's going to dictate the foreign policy, conduct wars and so on over there, you can only have one person to set policy of what has to be done. When I've done, at Moshe gebeten isha la'eda, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, we need a person to lead that campaign. That is the domain of one person. Azer hat semich given Yeshua, and therefore he appointed Yeshua as the leader of the foreign policy, as we'll call it. Und bei Meile ist kein Stirnisch von dem, was Moshe hat früher gebeten, Isha la Eda. So therefore there's no contradiction that Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked that there should be a person to run the show. Zu dem, was hat da gesagt, HaKel Fi Daitem Vatsosam, that now he's telling Yeshua, everything is going to be done according to the advice and counsel of the elders. There's no contradiction. Weil da hat er, das hat er gleich ausgeteilt. Because he immediately made a separation between the powers. Tanchilena Oysam, when we're talking about Eretz Yisrael and the conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing Eretz Yisrael, is Nor Ata. That's only Yeshua. He's the only one that has any authority there. Bahayuhu, Ravayuhu Ahaylech, was Bavaisef Melchama, and that it's Hashem that is will be walking before you, Hashem will be leading you. That's talking about war. It's talking about an expression of conducting a war. Is lefanecha hu yia imcha, Havaya is lefanecha, Hashem walks before you and he will be with you. Un der hakoil is achutz hanal. And when he says hakoil, which means everything that you do is going to be according to the counsel of these elders, that's besides for these two roles of conquering the Eretz Yisrael and of dividing up Eretz Yisrael. That's talking about the masa ha'om. That's talking about the internal issues. When euch does gitzu in dem chazak ve'emotz, and this division of powers also adds to what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, that you should be strong and confident. Why does it add to that? Azer v'tzich in ganzen ish dafen zorgen veg masa, because it's not going to be your issue, your problem to deal with the internal matters. The elders are going to deal with that. You're going to deal only with your things which are foreign policy. And therefore, v'zvelntondi iskenen, that will lead up to the elders, and therefore, you have nothing to worry about. All you have to do, you're taking on the role of the war, to conduct the war and to divide Eretz Yisrael. Be strong. They're going to be dealing with all those other issues. Zayin. Das alein is aber nicht glattig. But that in itself is also not completely understood. Weil beim Ben Chomish Lamikra legt sich, as Yeshua hat die genommen der Anhoge von Eden mit alle Meishe von alle in alle Pratim. Because even the Ben Chomish Lamikra understands that when Yeshua became the leader, he took over from Moshe everything that Moshe did. Just like Moshe was the leader, so Yeshua is the leader. Nishnar ben Geitz u'Muhammad v'Chalukah. So he took over not only conducting wars and dividing Eretz Yisrael, befrat as the Eibishter Geitz of Moshe Rabbeinu Nisht, nor tzesemil zin Yeshua, nor oich ben asatam ahoit cha'olav l'man yishmu kol adas v'nei Yisrael. Especially in light of the fact that Hashem didn't simply say that Moshe Rabbeinu should appoint him as the leader. He also added, you should give from your charisma or whatever the word haitcha, it's a certain personality thing that you should bestow upon him, this charismatic personality, share with him from your charisma so that the Jews will listen to him. So in other words, he didn't just appoint him for a role. He also gave him whatever leadership takes. Moshe Rabbeinu had that, and Hashem said, you give some of that to Yeshua. He's going to be the leader. He's not just a war general. Und der Eibishter hat gesagt, v'tzivisa oisei al Yisrael, and Hashem said, you should tell him about, charge him with what is necessary to be able to be the leader of the Yidden. So what that means is dash tarchoninim sarvoninim. You have to know that they are troublesome and that they are a burden. It's not an easy job to lead the Jewish people, is what Hashem told Moshe to express to Yeshua. But from them alles is mashmef, and all of this we see that it wasn't just that he was going to be the leader of the wars, but that he was going to be also the leader of the internal matters. That's where the Yidden are troublesome, and that's where they are burdensome. So it seems that he gave him the full leadership. So we have to explain that, at least in somewhat. as wie bald, das ist gewesen nur Deitem Batsassen von des Kenim. Aber der Asiya Bepeule getan Yeshua heißt es euch an Hage. So perhaps we can explain it in this way, that the legislation, to talk in American political terms, the Skenim are the ones that set the policy. They have the legislative branch. They have the authority to legislate law. But then there is the executive power, which is the executive branch, which is what the president has in the United States. So that, Yeshua will have that. He has to execute the policy, and that's up to him. So because of that, he is considered the leader, because he's the executive leader. As in fact, Tak in America, in the Mashal, the president is the leader of the executive branch. And certainly everybody agrees that he is the leader. So Yeshua was also the leader, because he had to execute whatever the Zakenim, whatever the legislators decided. So this could have been an answer. So comes along Rashi. Is Rashi shoyl dem doichik unmamshcha dosis vos steit tobias amaze? So Rashi says, no, that's not what happened. That's not the answer to this situation. But rather, what happened was that this, what Tava Yisama said, that the Skenim, the elders, should be the ones that dictate what happens, is Blazer's Moshe Gizak. That was what Moshe thought to do. That was his opinion. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, but Hashem changed it, and he said, no, Tavi Al Karcham, that you will dictate what should happen, as Ervet Omfir and Oich Mit Masam, that he will be the leader of the internal matters as well, not only in executing it, but also in deciding what should be done, and that it's all on him. Moshe Rabbeinu Taka said that the elders will be in charge, but the Eibusha said, no, the elders are not in charge, you're in charge. Ches. Noisif of Nshinev was Doshtei Tavoy and Doshtei Tavi. In addition to this difference, that over here it says Tavoy, and over in the further it says Tavi, is zwischen de zwei Psukim for Anochashinoi. There's another change between those two Psukim, Doshtei Ta'amazet. In this pasuk it says, when addressing, referring to the Yidden, it says, this nation. On Dorten as Bnei Yisrael, but in that pasuk it says, you will bring the Bnei Yisrael. Because Bnei Yisrael is Hashem Hamayla. When you talk about Bnei Yisrael, the word Yisrael, the name Yisrael, talks about the greatness of the Jewish people, as it comes from Kisarisa im Elokim, you mastered even an angel. So Yisrael is talking about the Yidden on a higher status. Because Bnei Yisrael is Hashem Hamayla fun Eden, Nishvi Amazeh, not like Amazeh, which talks about the ordinary status of the Jewish people. Kenal Sifei, as I mentioned before, in the Fun, was their pasuk is Mishane from Frien, from the fact that the pasuk over here changes the reference to the Yidden. When by Tavi state Bnei Yisrael, and when it said talks about bringing them, it talks about the higher level, the Bnei Yisrael. Nemt Rashi, in other words, addressing the Yidden as a higher state of being. Nemt Rashi arose from this. Rashi takes another, understands also, as the mitzvah me'maisim nochaninyan, that this is adding another idea. Nish norvet Yeshua omfin b'masa omfinim klal Yisrael. Not only will Yeshua be in charge of the internal matters of the nation, norvet oich sholet zayin of the anshei amaylet zvishin Eden diskenim, but that Tavi as Bnei Yisrael means you will enforce your opinion, not just ala amazah on the ordinary people, but al Bnei Yisrael on the higher elements, on the higher echelons of the Jewish people. You will be even in control of the Zakenin. Well, b'meila, and therefore, is nish narvas taviel karcham akol talibach. Not only will you be the one to bring them, meaning to say, you will enforce your rule, and everything is dependent on you, nish vi by Moshe, for this kenim nosu itcha b'masam, and this, you will be different. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the elders carried some of the load as well. Nor alz vetzayin uphanging in Yeshua, but in this case it's going to be different because everything is dependent on Yeshua. It's not only that, nor nochmer, even more, tul makil v'hachal kol kodam. In addition to that, you are going to enforce your opinion on them, on Bnei Yisrael, which means on the higher echelons as well. That's why Rashi says, take a stick and hit them over the head. That means that you should enforce your opinion on them. The shlita, the rulership, the rule, makel, which is expressed by the word stick, for Yeshua, is on the elders just like on everybody else. The elders will not have any opinion, they will not be consulted for counsel about how to lead even the internal matters of the Jewish people. That Rashi takes out from the word B'nei Yisrael, that there is a change from Ma'am Hazeh to B'nei Yisrael, meaning to say that Yeshua is in charge also of these Canaan. But based on this, it comes out that what? As the Hanhog of Yeshua is Pungvi Fakervi Anagas Moshe, that Yeshua's leadership style or role was the exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership role. By Moshe Rabbeinu, of this Canaan Midgahol from the Masa'am, by Moshe, the elders did help along with the internal matters. And by Yeshua, Zagar Kandeyanishkahat, but by Yeshua, they had absolutely no opinion on that. They had no authority there at all. Is Nishglatik, so this leaves a question too. Yeshua is Dach Misharis Moshe. Yeshua was the faithful servant of Moshe. In other words, that he does everything the way Moshe did it. He never stepped foot away from Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Never left at all. Everything is together with Moshe. We know that the face of Moshe is compared to the sun, the face of Yeshua is compared to the moon. And we know that the moon takes all of its light from the sun. It just reflects the light of the sun. So in other words, Yeshua's light, energy, his opinions, everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could his leadership role be the opposite of his Rebbe, the where he takes his light from, where he never moved a muscle away from Moshe Rabbeinu? So how does he lead in the exact opposite way of Moshe? If them is Rashi Mamshir, so that's what Rashi, why Rashi continues at the last part of Rashi. Dabar echad l'dor v'loy shnei dabarim l'dor. There is only one authority per generation, not two authorities. Because the mit is Rashi shoyl v'derech remez, that in this Rashi is trying to say, at least allude to the fact, nish nor de shlit v'ndeskenim nor oich v'moshe Rabbeinu, that he's trying that. Not only does Yeshua not take authority from this Canaan, but because Yeshua is the leader of this generation, therefore he doesn't even take authority from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's his leadership, and therefore now he's the leader, and he does it in the way that he does it. Bechaye Moshe, during the lifetime of Moshe, as Yeshua gave Mesharis Moshe, Yeshua was completely dedicated to Moshe. When in Ganzen Ibigegeben zu Moshe from Moshe's Hanhoga, he was totally dedicated and he did everything in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it needs to be done. B'shas aber es kum de Zeit as Yeshua so während der Mani, but when the time came for Yeshua to be the leader, hat schon kein Ort nicht al der Derech und Hanhoga for Moshe Rabbeinu. At this time, it's no longer appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership should be practiced. In Yeshua's lifetime, in his leadership, things have to be done in the way that Yeshua understands that they need to be done. Because if Yeshua will continue to lead in the way Moshe Rabbeinu led, because then you will have two authorities. Yeshua is the authority, but he takes all of his authority from Moshe Rabbeinu, so there are now two authorities. Yeshua and Moshe, with Yeshua gate in Zayin Derech. There's Yeshua, and then Yeshua going in the way of Moshe, so there are two leaders. But since there can only be one authority per generation, is the Anhoga in Yeshua anders wie Moshe's Anhoga, therefore Yeshua's leadership is different than Moshe's leadership. Moshe te ibigigem durch vatzalta, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave over through what it says in the pasuk, you shall bestow upon him, Hashem said to Moshe, you shall bestow upon him from your hoitcha, from your, as I said, charisma or whatever, a tale from Masa Om Sudas Kenim, some of it has to be given over to the Skenim, of Yeshua Daf Tzuzei Nishtonkumen. Sorry. He's talking about Vatzalta, the Skenim, that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to bestow upon the elders, the 70 elders, from his leadership, so that they will also be able to lead in the internal matters. So that happened to the Skenim. But Yeshua doesn't need that. Yeshua did not need the assistance of the Skenim. He did everything on his own. He led the foreign policy and the internal domestic policy on his own. Und das was bei Yetzias Mitzrayim ist gewen Aaron und Moshe. But now, since we brought up before that there's a pasuk that says by Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is the Aaron and Moshe. So in other words, the two of them are leading Yetzias Mitzrayim. How does that fit with there's only one leader per generation? Is Valdorot is nish given an inyan from Dabar Ladoir. Over there, we're not talking about Aaron as the leader of the generation. Even Moshe Rabbeinu over there is not being addressed as the leader or the authority of the generation. Nor Oisfir Nashlichas over there is talking about they were appointed by Hashem to do a specific task. Meduyekes, a very specific task. Oichanir Protem, also in its details. Funaroisfir Menei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. They had one mission. The two of them together had one specific mission. You have to bring the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That was not giving Aaron leadership. It was giving him a specific task together with Moshe to do this specific thing. But it doesn't speak of giving him authority over the Jewish people. Yud. Funyena shel Torah v'Pirush Rashi. To understand the Rashi in its inner dimension, as he expresses inner ideas as well in ideas of Chassidus. It's written in Chassidus in a Maimorim. As in Yeshua zayne faran tzvei madreges, that Yeshua has two levels to him. Number one, the eres mishoros and makabel from Moshe. On the one hand, as he is the servant and therefore receives from Moshe. And number two, the eres laatzmai, has what Yeshua is on his own, which is nochte yisalkus from Moshe after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and he became the leader. So then there is Yeshua, who he is and what he represents. Yeshua expressed the idea of simplicity, a level, a low bittle, katnus, feeling small. He expressed the idea that he is bottle. As the pasuk says, the word nar about him, nar means a lad. A lad means a young cotton. And says of a farana maila dafkin dem inyan for narva katnus. But of course, there is a great quality in having this personality trait of nar and katnus. The estate kinar Yisrael, as the pasuk also says about the yidden, nar Yisrael, the yidden are nar, a lad, and dafkin the far veyaveyu, and that's why Hashem loves them. It's because of their feeling small that Hashem loves them. Well, dafke in the minyan from narva katnus is faran the bittel the kabbalah so machshamayim, because it's dafke in feeling small that one feels bittel and therefore kabbalah soil mervi in the mavei demetzad gadlus b'meir v'lev, even more so, definitely more so than when one serves Hashem with greatness. In other words, he's come to a certain recognition of Hashem's greatness. He has an emotional attachment to Hashem. These all emphasize his understanding of Hashem, whereas when you serve Hashem as a nar, it's because you're bottle and whatever Hashem wants, not because you came to a certain recognition. Und the far is dafke in them do der vayaveu, and that's why dafke in nar and kabbalah soil and a bittel is Hashem's love expressed even more from atzmusi yisbarach, from the essence of Hashem. Und das ist der chilik zwischen die zwei psukim. And that expresses the difference between these two psukim. Ata tovi asamazay, you will come with these people, is v'Yeshua's makabel for Moshe. That is talking about how Yeshua receives from Moshe. U'mitzad madregas Moshe is the inin askenim, zeshukon ha-chachma, and from the level of Moshe, this idea of skenim, the skenim represent the wisdom and so on, reaching a certain level. Aveda Shalpitamadas, speaking about an Aveda which you based on your own rationale and so on. But Ata Tavi has been Yisrael, but then the next pasuk which you will bring the Yidden, Zayne Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua, that's Hashem talking to Yeshua, Mitzad Mailus HaBitul from Yeshua, and there he is addressing this expression of Bitul that Yeshua has after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, as he said in the Maimer. Nar Yisrael Vayaveyu addresses him as the child which he loves. Because he expresses the idea of bittul, therefore he doesn't need those who reached levels of kana chachma of tam v'das. He speaks from a higher authority, from bittul. V'yeshleimer adas ezeich merumes in dem chiluk from the oisis zwischen tavoi und tavi, and one could say that this is also expressed in the difference of the letters. There's one letter which changes the word tavoi to tavi. Tavoi is mitavav, and tavi is mitayud. The difference is one has a vav, one has a yud. So what's the difference? Havav meir alam shachem l'mayl lamata. Vav means drawing down from up to below. It starts at the top and it goes down. Vos hamshacha is chutz fun etzem hamshacha, means leaving the essence and going down outside the essence. V'meile mitamed didivabol, and therefore it's all limited according to a certain whatever the parameters are. When an avoda is does the avoda shalpitamadas, which an avoda means serving Hashem through your own intellect, which all is very limited. V'medarf onkumetzadis kainim, and that's where you need the skenim, the ones who reached a certain level of wisdom. And they make sure that when it goes down, when the flow of godliness, of holiness comes down, it should be directed in the proper channels. You need skenim for that. You need wise people for that. Hayud, but on the other hand, the yud shi bechinis nekuda levad. The yud, which is only, the yud is a point. All it is, it doesn't have any dimensions. It's a point. Was weist of bittul, that expresses the idea of bittul as is well known. When you have that avoda bittul, you don't need wisdom. And that when someone expresses what yud expresses, which is bittul, then he brings that feeling of bittul also to the skenim. Tavi al Karcham, as Yeshua, who represented Bittul, he was able to impress that Bittul also on to the elders. Tul Makol v'hach al Kodkodon, in other words, bring that feeling of Bittul to their heads. In other words, to their heads are not most important. Bittul is even more important than the head. From the Eros Benigay Lepoel from Dem Pirush Rashi, what is a lesson that we can take from this explanation, this Rashi? B'shas memont in heintige Zeiten as jeder muss abgeben Zeit auf Afotza Teure Vayadus, when the demand comes forth that in this day and age everyone has to spend time, has to dedicate some time to spreading Teure and Yiddishkeit. B'chlau, in general, Teir and Yiddishkeit, and b'miyuchod, in the Aseres Mifzoyim Ayiduim, especially the 10 Mifzoyim, which are well known. Unas dos alles dav zayn durgenuma mit yefutzum ein secha chutza, and that all of this Teir and Yiddishkeit, the Mifzoyim, has to be permeated with the idea of spreading chsidus to the outside. Seine fanan azelecha was tainen, there are some that say, as a molika deiris is nishgiven, as an hoga, that we never saw this kind of conduct. We didn't have this before. We've been around Lubavitch, we've been around the Yiddishkeit for many generations, and nobody ever did stuff like this. In Friedrich and Deiris, we did Avos Yisrael. In the earlier generations, there wasn't such a big emphasis on Avos Yisrael, reaching out to all kinds of Yidden. And Vibal, das Bizdi, Letz the Yoren, when the Rebbe, the Shver is gekommen in America, is nishgivendi an hog. And since in those years, in most recent years, until the Friedige Rebbe came to America, there was no such activities, no such programs, projects. Wie kommt das am Zolon einfir naya avaydes? Why are we starting all kinds of new ideas, new types of avaydes Hashem? If them emphat men, so the answer to this is Daber echad l'doir v'leishnei debarim l'doir. There's only one authority to a generation, not two. Es kent hagazaynas in friedik and deiris hat men nish gedarft onkum zu azah aveda. It's possible that in the earlier generations they didn't need this kind of aveda, but in unzer dor, but in our generation, of a dogma from the Maim of Eros Chazal, which similar based on what the Gemara says, as them is gekuma l'bavel. When they arrived in Bavel, Valderozeb l'bavel b'zman, it doesn't mean only mean the geographical occasion of Bavel. It means any time in history, any period in time, which can be compared to Bavel. In other words, to Golus, when you go into a new Golus, is Bika Matzav Gadabagedr. When they came to Bavel, they found a valley and they made a fence around the valley, which means they found certain breaches in Torah and mitzvahs and the way the Yidden were conducting Torah and mitzvahs. So they had to make certain fences in order to protect the integrity of Torah. So when there is a new situation where there's a new breach, you have to make a new fence. When the Rebbe, the Nossi, is zogt, as in heintige Zeiten is a hechrich zu eisig sein a fotzes amionis chutze. The Rebbe says that in our generation there is it's essential that we should be busy with hafotzes amionis. Und noch mehr be igeres hakadosh am vosemes from Baal Shem Tov, and even more so, as according to the famous letter of the Baal Shem Tov, as in dem is toli bi is Mashiach, that the very coming of Mashiach is dependent on the spreading of chassidus. Darf man sich fieren leuten derech von dem daber romanik von dem der. So we have to conduct ourselves according to the ways, the path that the authority of this generation dictated. As yed of us is in dem dor, anyone that is in this generation, dafton in der avayda, has to do this avayda, because that's what the leader of this generation said. Und durch dem is kasimar dom alchem mashiach, and through this, Mashiach will come now.